And now, young Widow Brown. Ellen Brown does not realize that her encouragement of Jim Morrison is in direct opposition to what his ex-wife, Dr. Addison Shaw, wants. Also, Ellen is not aware of how important she has suddenly become to this broken man who sincerely wants to be better, who sincerely wants to make a new start in the world. Now, Allison is at the local Simpsonville Hotel, and after sending her name up to Jim Morrison's room, she is waiting for him in the sunroom. She doesn't wait long, for Jim comes striding rapidly toward her, saying,
"Allison, the message caught me as I was just leaving."
"Jim, you're leaving Simpsonville?"
"Don't give yourself away, Allison. No, I'm just leaving for an appointment."
"Oh, how very businesslike you sound."
"It amuses you?"
"Yes, a little. Which is better than what it used to be, remember?"
"No, what did it used to do to you when I started business life?"
"It gave me hope. It stirred up all my dreams again, and then it frightened me."
"Why?"
"Because I wondered how long I'd go on believing your nonsense. How long I'd go on letting you deceive me."
"You're quite convinced there's no hope for me, Alison?"
"Quite convinced."
"Well, all right."
"All right, what?"
"Yes, all right. That's it. The end of the relationship. The end of the bondage."
"Jim, I want you to go away from here."
"I don't think you have the right to ask me to do anything, Ellen."
"I'm not asking, Jim. I'm telling you to go away."
"You can't do that."
"I can have you driven out of here."
"No. No, I'm making a few friends. They'll help me."
"Make the friends, Jim. Go ahead."
"Go ahead. And then what?"
"Go ahead, and then you'll disappoint them. Disillusion them as you did me. Make the friends. Gain the sympathy. Have their affection and confidence, and then finish."
"You mean I'll go back to drinking?"
"Of course I do."
"What will you do if I don't, Allison? How will you feel if I don't?"
"I don't know what you mean."
"You'll be disappointed. I'm just beginning to realize that. It'll be a great source of unhappiness to you if I don't take the drink again."
"Is this the new trend, Jim?"
"No, Allison, it's the truth. Something I never realized until just now. Always when I've been drinking, you've enjoyed the glory of the martyrdom. Now, if I quit drinking, you're rather left holding the bag, aren't you?"
"Go on, Jim."
"You're in the position to make good all you've ever said about what a life you and I could have together if I'd stopped drinking."
"Go on."
"Now I have. And if I continue not to drink, you'll be faced with making good those statements. So every night you go to bed praying that I'll fail."
"You hate me, don't you? You must, to say things like that."
"No, I don't hate you. I'm beginning to see you, Allison."
"You've come out of the fog of alcohol. Is that it? And now you've decided you never loved me."
"Good heavens.
All those tears, all those hideous, embarrassing things you exposed me to."
"Yes, you'll never forget them, will you?"
"No."
"Why should you? Maybe your passport to freedom."
"To freedom?"
"To freedom from being a woman, a complete, normal woman. You could be a doctor, you could devote your life to your career because I was a drunkard and had no right to make demands on you. And you refused me, it was no better than I deserved." "Yes, Allison. I see now where you were a little sorry that I reformed."
"You haven't. Permanently."
"What a bit."
"It'll be a sin to take your money."
"Not necessarily."
"But it wouldn't. Because you see, Jim, I'll always be able to send you right back down to the bottom of the ladder. That much I know. I can drive you to drink. You wouldn't manage it."
"We've come quite a distance, Allison. Honestly, now, that's rather new between you and me."
"Yes, Jim, honestly. I mean every word of this. If you don't get out of here now, I'll see to it that they'll all be disgusted with you. Someone besides myself comes with a request for you to leave Simpsonville."
"It's quite a challenge, Allison. Quite a challenge. And one that I accept. Try it, Allison. Just try it."
Now, a little later, Ellen and her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, are lunching on her front porch, and Ellen is saying,
"Mariah loves to make this extra fuss of feeding us out here, Anthony. I shall really miss her on Monday."
"Well, keep her here with you a little while longer, Ellen. It was a serious operation Allison Shaw performed on you. You still mustn't overdo it."
"Oh, I won't, but Mariah has to get back to her routine of living. I have to get back to mine. Oh, it isn't feasible at all, Mariah staying to look after me when it isn't necessary."
"All right. I had quite a talk with Allison this morning. And darling, I'm going to pass on to you what she said, for what it's worth."
"When someone tells you to take something for what it's worth, it usually means it isn't worth much."
"Oh, no. No, to me it usually serves as a kind of warning."
"All right. Let me have this kind of warning, then."
"Allison says that Jim Morrison is going to deceive us all. That her ex-husband will use all of us and then humiliate."
"So?"
"As I say, it's a sort of warning."
"In other words, Allison thinks we shouldn't try to help him.
She feels it's useless. She says surely her experience with him has been enough of an example of what he can do to destroy things for people.
Hmm, maybe.
Not interested?
What do you mean, not interested?
It's so very obvious you don't want to pursue the subject.
It's too complicated, Anthony. I don't know how to feel about it. I don't think I want to talk about Jim Morrison to anyone.
Well, that's understandable. Allison says she wants to help us, but she thinks she can get rid of him.
Oh, isn't that dreadful?
Dreadful? How do you mean?
I think when you consider that she was in love with Jim Morrison enough to marry him, not once, but twice, that it's a little dreadful to hear her say these things, to hear her talk so baldly of getting rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
This is a man she married and loved. This is a man she promised to cherish, to stay with, for better and for worse. She promised that twice, and didn't do it twice.
You're indicting her?
Oh, no, Anthony, I haven't the right. I don't know the circumstances. All I know is the overall picture, which looks very tragic, very unfortunate to me. I think it's too bad.
Well?
Now what happens with them from here on out becomes our problem. Because individually, they've become part of our lives just by moving to our town. Oh, I'm sending Jim to see Herbert Temple.
Why?
Jim wants to try and get a job of some kind.
Around here?
I think so.
Well, that just goes to show you. Allison said he had a way of becoming something of a leech.
Jim Morrison doesn't say very nice things about her, come to think of it, Anthony.
Well, what's that got to do with us?
Nothing. Except that I don't think we should listen to either of them. I don't think we should take sides. I don't think we should view them as quite such unusual people as we do.
That requires discipline.
I know.
Of course, Allison is only here till the end of the summer. She'll go back when I have a full staff at the hospital again.
So?
And meantime, wouldn't it be as well not to be too friendly with Jim Morrison?
Well, I don't think any of that follows, Anthony. I think you're complicating things unnecessarily.
Darling, you're being stubborn. You've got yourself another cause.
Well, I was the cause, if it comes to that. Allison saved my life. I needed her. Perhaps I can help her in her need by helping Jim Morrison.
That's a strange deduction.
I don't think so. Oh, here comes Jim now. I'd like you to talk to him for a while.
I'd rather not talk to him.
You don't expect me to tell him not to come and sit on my porch, do you?
No, but...
Hello, Jim.
Hello, Ellen. Hello, Doctor.
We're finishing lunch. Can I ask Mariah Hawkins to get you something?
No, thanks very much. Are you going, Doctor?
Yes, why?
Well, I'm not driving away. Or am I?
I have a full afternoon.
I'm sure. But with such an able assistant as my wife, I'm sure your life shouldn't be too crowded.
Goodbye, Ellen. I'll see you later, Pat.
Goodbye, Anthony.
Goodbye, Morrison. And goodbye, Doctor.
Jim, I wish you wouldn't deliberately antagonize Anthony. He could be such a good friend to you.
I lost him to Allison, Ellen. She has him so thoroughly indoctrinated against me, it'd be sure a waste of time if I attempted anything in the way of a campaign with anyone but you.
Is it part of your campaign, this visit now?
Yes and no. It's a question that has to be answered. Allison's made a bet with me.
Oh?
And I want to ask you how foolish I am to believe in myself. I should know what you think. Whether I should or I shouldn't make this attempt.
Well, why shouldn't you, for pity's sake?
Because Allison says I'll start drinking again. Allison says she will personally drive me to drink if I persist on staying here and thinking so.
Jim, that isn't cruel. Allison couldn't be so cruel. But she couldn't say a thing like that.
She could, because she did. She's waiting, Ellen. Waiting for a chance to gloat. Ellen, do I have a chance of not letting her gloat? What do you think? Right now, I need your opinion, your help. What do you think?
Ellen knows that she has really adopted Jim Morrison's problems if he comes to her so openly with such a question. What answer would be given him by young Widder Brown?